We were talking about the eclipse that's happening, a solar eclipse tomorrow. And what is your, what are you going to do during that 2.5 minutes that's going to mark that moment forever? A couple texts are coming in. I asked for like the deeper spiritual meaning if anybody knows or has an idea of what they thought. And I got a couple texts in. One says that in Hinduism, the solar eclipse is considered the bad taking over the good. That's not good. I don't like that. I was looking for something like the opposite. Like, you know, like it's a cleansing of sorts.
You know, the way the world is nowadays and a lot of stories on hate going on, maybe it makes sense.
It's possible. Well, speaking of cleansing.
Yeah.
Let's talk about maybe like during that time that you want to just like cleanse your face. What if you like, you know, do you need to prepare for that solar eclipse for like so your face is protected and all that? Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. I don't want to get any damage done already.
Right. So we brought in Stephanie Spazieri from Massage Envy, which if you didn't know, Massage Envy is awesome for massages, but they also have a great offering of facials and all sorts of skincare. And Stephanie is here to talk to me about how we prepare for the eclipse and just in general, because I'm a big, you know, I like to take care of my skin.
Yes. Thanks for having us. We're really
my pleasure.
Excited.
Yeah.
So everyone is talking about buying these special glasses and protecting their eyes during the solar eclipse, but one of the most important things that you need to worry about protecting is your skin and your face. I recommend an SPF 15 or 30, and it's always good to reapply your sunscreens too. So a lot of us put them on early in the morning when we're getting ready for our routine, but it's reapplying them, especially right before the solar eclipse hits, that it's going to be most beneficial for your skin.
And now, I use one that's kind of leaves my skin a little shiny. Is that good?
Yes. Everybody wants a healthy glow. I think everybody...
But I'm Italian. You are too. You know, it's like you don't want to like seem like you're oozing olive oil out of your skin.
I agree. I don't want to look like I'm oozing olive oil out of my skin. But I don't like a matte finish either. I think it makes our skin look a little flat. I think it can make people look a little dull.
So dewy is good.
Dewy is wonderful. I prefer dewy.
Not if you're on camera, though. Dewey looks like,
no.
Looks like that sweaty,
oily
Italian
guy. I was
going to
say, I just feel like when I have an oily face, so I just feel like you can, like, you know, cook an egg on my face and, like, fry it because there's just so much grease, it seems like, sometimes.
There's tons of sunscreens, too, that will provide you a long-lasting matte finish as well. So a lot of sunscreens can kind of leave you with that that healthy glow or that white kind of overcast.
Filmy.
Yeah. I say a white cast on the skin. But there's plenty out there, especially good ones. It's really a matter of quality sunscreens that won't leave you with that yucky feeling over your skin.
So walk me through a proper regimen to keep my skin looking youthful. Take about 15 or 20 years off. It would be great if you could manage that. I'd like to stick like right around the 20s if possible. What do you recommend for a good anti-aging regimen?
For anti-aging regimens, for basic home care, cleansing, exfoliating is very key. You got to get off the dead skin cells and create healthy new ones faster by regular exfoliation. Moisturizing morning and nighttime is absolutely necessary.
So two times a day.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Your skin absorbs products better at nighttime than you do during the day. Mm-hmm. So you get better use out of using any kind of products, cleansers, toners, serums, eye creams, in the evening than you would using them during the daytime.
Okay. So let's talk about cleansing first. What is a good product to use? How aggressive should I be about it? Because, you know, some people like to really feel it. Like, you know, like have those little like balls of like sand in there and just like grind it into your face and like... You see pieces of your cheek falling off.
Cleansing should be very smooth. There should be no abrasion when it comes to cleansing. When you cleanse, the main goal is to get surface oils, loosen up any dead skin cells, and just overall clean the face. Exfoliation, that's when your granules and that's your deep cleansing.
So there's a difference between cleansing and exfoliating.
Yes.
See, I'm learning something every day. But to me, it's all packaged in one deal.
And a lot of products will try to package, you know, a cleanser will have those tiny little beads in them. Something from the drugstore tends to do that.
Sure. Should we stay away from that drugstore stuff?
Yes. It's kind of like a two-in-one shampoo and conditioner. You should use a shampoo and
a paint and primer all in one.
Exactly. Yeah.
To put it in my terms, yeah.
You can do it all completely separate. That way you're getting the full effect of each product you're using.
Interesting. Okay, so I got my face clean now. Do you believe in toners and should it have alcohol in it? Is alcohol dry your skin?
Yes.
Talk to me.
Absolutely. The product line that we carry has alcohol-free toners. I'm a big, big believer in when people tell me what kind of toner they're using, I ask them to bring it in so I can look at the ingredients that's on the back of it because almost all the time toners have alcohol and that dries your skin out. That's not doing anything for your aging concerns.
It's worse, right? Because you're removing all that healthy oil.
You got it. We need healthy oils.
So toner is a must in a regimen?
Toners help your regular skincare products like your serums and your moisturizers penetrate the skin deeper. So not only will your serums give you those anti-aging benefits, but now you're going to reach a better layer of the skin so that it works a little bit more thoroughly.
Because I don't tone. My wife tones. I don't tone.
You need a tone. I don't know if I tone. I'm like going through like my like routine in my head right now. And I'm not sure if I do.
Well, it would be that like liquid clear, like kind of like alcoholy stuff that you put on after your cleanser. Do you do that?
I have a serum.
That's not a toner.
But no.
So you don't tone.
So no, I don't tone.
Toning's really good for people who are concerned with oily skin too. If you are feeling extra oily, like you got to get the stuff off your face, you can swipe a toner off, and that's exactly what it'll do. It'll absorb those excess oils and slightly mattify the skin.
Let me ask you a question though. Could you tone without cleansing? Because that's a quick, that to me, that's like a little bit of a, you know, I'm just going to put a little cologne on and not shower kind of thing.
I think in a pinch, I would be okay with it. But you should cleanse and then tone.
Okay. So after I've toned, I've cleansed, now I'm going to moisturize. Do I do a serum, then moisturize? See, there's a lot of layers here.
There's a lot of layers.
So serum, walk me through a serum.
Serums are your active ingredients. That's what puts your change into your skin. So if aging is your main concern, that's where you need to invest your skincare products.
So I should be getting a good serum.
Yes.
Like what's a vitamin C serum? Like talk to me. What's a good serum?
For anti-aging, vitamin C serums are incredible. Things that have collagen in them. Retinol is a really big ingredient. In
retinol is strong, right?
Retinol can be strong. It's a matter of seeing an esthetician who's really qualified and knows their skincare products to get you on the right type of retinol that would be good for your skin type.
A question coming in off of our text line 630 says, is witch hazel okay for a toner? Because that used to be big. My mom used to always push that.
So witch hazel is a good ingredient to a toner. I don't recommend using witch hazel as your toner. It's a little
straight up.
It's a little harsh. It's a little much for the skin. You'd have to be very oily, really oily to justify using that.
And things like masks and sugar cleanses. What do you think about that stuff?
Masking is great. Masking is kind of like getting a mini facial if you're, you know, again, in a pinch and you can't quite make it to Massage Envy to come see me. The sugar scrubs and things like that, it kind of depends on the product. Some sugar scrubs are made better than others. But good exfoliators, in my opinion, because that's where your scrubs come in, are chemical exfoliators like a peel or a masking treatment.
Okay. And then finally, the moisturizer. Is there a particular brand? Is there a typical type or time? I mean, I know we talked about nighttime being the best for absorption. What brands do you like?
I love Murad. I've been using Murad for 6 years, and I'm so in love. We just brought on a new skincare line called PCA. It's a medical-grade skincare company, a little more clinical. Their moisturizers are incredibly awesome. They work well with everybody's skin type. They're incredibly affordable, too, for the active ingredients that you are getting in a moisturizer. Murad and PCA, you can't go wrong with either one of them.
I'm sold. So how can people find out more information about you, and where can they go see you to get a facial and a massage all in one time?
They can come see me for a facial at Massage Envy in Tinley Park. You can visit us online at massageenvy.com, and you can plug in your information and come find us there. You can request an appointment online as well.
How far do you book out?
I book out about a week and a half to 2 weeks in advance, and I work Sunday through Thursday.
And trust me, you want a good, qualified esthetician to be doing your face. And Stephanie sounds like she's the girl. And she's booking out a week and a half in advance, so you know she's good. Steph, thank you so much. Appreciate it. And I'm going to actually have to... Dave, can you book me an appointment? Would you do that, please?
Yeah, she actually brought some samples.
Yeah,
maybe
she did.
She can start today after the show.
Actually, start right now.
Yes.
During our next segment.
Let's go, girls.
It's not just home improvement.
Now, I haven't seen Wonder Woman yet, but I'm going to.
It's life improvement.
These are the traits they said make the perfect woman.
The Frank Fontana Show.
Today, there's an urgent need for the female voice, the divine feminine, the goddess.
We are here for the United States of Women!
Wonder Woman!
Oh, yeah. You know what that means. Great intro, by the way, Dave. Dave just whipped that up for our Wonder Woman segments. We've been doing these segments for over a year and a half now, and Dave just put this together. I love it.
Yeah, it's Ellen DeGeneres, Hillary Clinton, Oprah Winfrey, and we're still looking for more women to open up this segment.
Well, we have one wonderful Wonder Woman joining us today. Cynthia Gutierrez is joining us. She's the Berwyn City Treasurer, newly announced Berwyn City Treasurer. Welcome to the show, Cynthia.
Thank you very much. A pleasure to be here today. What an honor.
Oh, it's been an honor to be in your presence. You have quite the story. You've been a fixture in the community for a long, long time, and now you're in a position of power.
Yes.
How you wield your power, Wonder Woman.
Yes.
Let's start from the beginning. Tell us about yourself, how you climbed the life's ladder to get to the position where you are today.
Well, listen, it starts with having faith. It starts with having that dream. I remember when I was a little girl and watching my brother and my sister go to school, and I wasn't even in school, and I would see their books and seeing them, and I would walk around and with their books.
Pretending to be in school?
Exactly. And I remember one day I'm going to read these books and I'm going to learn these books. So having that dream of being something, becoming something, and really sticking to my faith, I think life will have its obstacles, but really sticking to your faith and overcoming them all the time.
Yeah. Now you're a mother of two?
Three.
Three.
Mother of three.
Three. Who are in studio with us today. What are their names?
So it's Caesar's my oldest, 15. And then Vivi, Wonder Woman over there too. Mini Wonder Woman.
They're all rocking the Wonder Woman shirts too.
Yes.
I love it.
And the baby is Carlos, 10 and 9.
10 and 9. So mm-hmm. You're a mom of three. You're now the city treasurer for City of Berwyn. Before that, you were active in the community as well. Tell us about that.
Right. So I've always been a music minister at St. Mary of Sal. So I sing and I play the percussion. Actually, all of our family does. My husband plays the bass, and my son has actually played the drum since he was 4 years old.
Sweet. Yeah. You guys should have brought the whole ensemble. We could have had a little rock and jam session.
Oh, yeah, we can. We're ready. Ready when you are.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you guys have like a song on cue? I could just say, let's rock it out. I mean, what's the song you guys sing most together?
Well, it's basically liturgy, so it's all on music of faith.
Music of faith.
Yes.
All right, cool. I might ask you to do it before this segment's over.
Sure.
All right, so let's walk through the history of getting into power. Like, what, for politics, you know, as a woman in politics, it's got to be a tough thing here in Chicago. It's an old boy network. What made you say at some point, I'm going to just decide to run for treasurer of the city of Berwyn?
Yeah. And with that, I want to reflect a little bit on Wonder Woman and that amazing Amazon and what she really stands for, that
certainly
spirit of truth, that goddess of love and war. And basically, my message today, which is make sure that you're not paralyzed by fear, but mobilized by love. And whatever you do, do it passionately. So, I started as a teller at Fifth Third Bank, and so I remember being in different situations and perhaps not having as much exposure in finance. And once I was exposed to different the financial world, my world changed for me. So I became
passionate in
knowing different perspectives of what could become if you maybe fix your credit. So an analogy that I like to use is you have a health, which means you make decisions and make sure that you're healthy, right? Mm-hmm. You can eat the right food. You can exercise. And then in finance, you can make the right decisions as far as making sure that you take care of your credit, that if you want to perhaps buy a house, car, boat, you know, have an education, the decisions that you make to have be financially healthy.
And you think that's something that's lost in the youth today, where they don't think so much of the financial ramifications of some of their actions?
And perhaps that could be because of exposure. Sometimes what we want to do is we want to hide that instead of exposing it. And so,
give us for instance, let's get to the gritty here. So I'm a dad who's struggling with finances. Instead of telling my kids, son, you know, we're running through some hard times right now, and here's a reality situation, I can't buy you that toy, versus I'm going to rack up my credit card bill and I'm going to get you the toy, but I'm going to be in trouble at the end of the month. Is that kind of what you're talking about?
Exactly. Exposing that situation. And really, that's budgeting. You know, if you expose that early on, then they're going to have that mindset when they become an adult, when they do have to pay those bills, because they won't buy that pizza, because they won't buy that game, you know, early on. And later on, they will pay their rent. They will pay their mortgage.
But isn't that, you know, if you really think about it, it's queued up to machismo and ego.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no father wants to tell their kid, or mother wants to tell their kid, I can't afford that thing for you. You know, like it's heartbreaking. It happens every day.
It does.
But you know, but you, what you're tapping on is education. You're saying if you were to just break down budgeting to not be this fear or attach, I think it comes down to money, attachment to ego.
Mm-hmm.
If you could detach money and ego, then the game changes.
Right.
Don't you agree?
Exactly. And so what you said, fear, you know, so what happens is instead of fearing what their response is going to be, love them enough to expose them to it later on so that later on they don't face further difficulties, perhaps not being able to pay that rent, not being able to pay that mortgage when they themselves are responsible for their own families. So exposing that early on to make an impact in their life because they do have to make those difficult decisions.
And do you feel that your kids listening to you today have been a shining example of watching mom work hard, watching mom climb the ladder, going from a teller to now a city representative who's dealing with finance for a major city? I mean, that's got to be inspiring for your daughter who's sitting here watching you. Are you inspired by your mom? Yeah. I mean, and that's the whole point of the Wonder Woman segment is to really give hope to women out there listening who are like just, you know, having that tough time, who can't make that decision to make the next move, or being beat down by society, or getting divorced and being a single mom out there trying to make it happen. You know, where do you get your drive from? Where do you get your, who would you say this person really was my model?
I get my drive from the people that I see fighting every single day, the struggles that I see every single day, because they're real. And so that passion drives from within because I've seen it, because I've lived it, because I see it continue to happen. So it's a real passion to develop and make people be financially healthy. So that doesn't stop. And it is a true inspiration to see my children, to see other children as well. I remember when I was running and I would present and I would get that comment, maybe one day I can be. And with that, I said, you know what? I already won. Because if I can be, and I said, I want to be an inspiration and I want to, you know, have that impact in my community and in society, because that's what it's about. Think about the world today. Now more than ever, we need someone who's going to have that courage and not be paralyzed by fear, but mobilized by love.
Well said. When we come back from our news break, we're going to get into talking about back to school.
Sure.
This is the time of year where parents are gearing up for sending their kids off to college, getting ready for their, like my son's starting kindergarten this year. Big steps for a lot of people, and that means big money sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to have you weigh in on budgeting ideas and how people can, you know, really approach this smartly. Because I think you nailed it when it comes to fear. I think there's this just fear of money or even ignorance when it comes to money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it's very simple when you actually do the math.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but you know, I think that it's the plus or minus the equals part when it comes to the end part, and you don't want to see that number.
Yeah.
It's avoidance of that, and I think that, you know, equates to ignorance in so many ways. She is the treasurer for the new treasurer, and by the way, the first elect Latina city treasurer in the history of the city of Berwyn, got the highest votes ever for this position. And she's sitting right next to me. Chicago Crane's Business Magazine, specifically, she teaches for business courses, and you do all sorts of stuff for the community. You even do Mexican folkloric dance for the last 9 years.
Yes.
I might ask you to dance and sing by the time this segment is over.
Absolutely. I love my culture. I'm telling you, anything that I do it passionately.
I could tell. Yes. I mean, you're like, you truly embrace the concept of Wonder Woman, a mom of three, a city official. You went to DePaul, which, by the way, Jenna represents, right?
Yes. Blue Demon alum. Absolutely.
And Jenna, you had a question off air that I would love for you to repeat on air.
Yes. So I was looking at everything you do and was very overwhelmed by it. So I want to know, when do you sleep?
You know, that's a great question. You know, everything does take a sacrifice. Yeah. And I have to admit, sometimes I do sometimes sleep 3 to 4 hours. But what gives me the energy is a difference that I do make, and that inspiration and that impact that I make. So some days it is less than other days. But
Hold up.
How much coffee are we talking in a day?
Not even coffee, but you got to give props to the man sitting across the room.
Yeah.
Yes.
Who probably. I'm just guessing here, holds it down why Wonder Woman is doing her thing, Superman at home is doing his.
Absolutely.
So there you go.
Yeah.
See, I was taking care of you. I was representing the men.
There you go.
Right? This is a Wonder Woman, but I was representing the men in the room for a second here. All right, it's all about you, Cynthia. Let's get back to you, though. So your training programs you do to help educate the public in the community about finances. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, for the youth, it's a little bit about what we talked about educating them on budgeting. I really encourage them to work with their parents to talk a little bit about what their parents make and perhaps, you know, the right day-to-day expenses so that they can learn to understand that and appreciate what is given to them on a day-to-day basis.
Can you come to my house? Because my son has no concept. It's like every day, Dad, can I get this? Can I get that? It's like...
Frankie's five.
Oh, you have no idea.
Yes.
It's nonstop.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
But I believe it's also part of, I don't think he's the only kid. It's the culture today.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Everyone expects everything now, and it's because of these devices.
Exactly.
Where they are on Instagram and they're on social media, and then they're like, oh, this person got this, and that celebrity has that. It drives that, I think, that wheel to like turn of like, oh, why aren't I getting this? I'm seeing other people get this stuff.
Right, right. And that's where we have to educate them to see, you know, what is it that you can afford? Because you have to live within your means and you have to truly be happy. You know, you don't want to be overly stressed on something that you don't really need. So I talk to my children about needs versus want. Do you want that or do you need that?
My son needs everything, let me tell you. Even if he doesn't want it, he needs it. It's tough, but he's a good kid.
So the empowerment as well, talk a little bit about savings. And then, once they go off to college, if it's I mentor some of the seniors as well. And so I talk a little bit about how budgeting looks and in college. And so when you need books, if you're going to be getting some financial aid. So I do some courses as far as how to register and making sure that they're working with their parents to prepare and have those conversations early on.
Which, by the way, you only have 7 classes left. You said Cynthia is the president of the Golden Key International Honor Society. On top of it all, Jenna,
yeah,
hate her now, society.
She's, I just think I do a lot, and then I'm just like, I don't do anything. Yeah. Like
I feel worthless right now.
I really do.
I think I do a lot.
Everything counts.
Well, and you just seem so excited about everything you do, and there's just this like, I don't know, like bubbliness about you.
You know why? Because she has a purse full of café con leche in her purse that she puts a little like a little straw in. She just keeps sipping on it all day.
Yeah, yeah. And then my mom, my grandma, she's here too. So she cooks amazing. Oh. You know, that. It's amazing.
So it's the good café food.
Con leche, yes.
And Dave, do you have any intel that you want to share?
Yeah, it's that you're right. She does only sleep a couple hours. And sometimes when we try to catch up on a family event or something.
Which, by the way, this is Dave's sister.
Yeah.
That's not why we brought Cynthia in, because obviously you can tell she's amazing. So that's why I didn't even bring it up. But might as well spill the beans now. Yeah. This is Dave's sister, our producer. And Dave's been really good about not opening his mouth, but it's time. It's time to open up the dirty laundry.
You know what it was? The thing is that when I found out that my sister was the first elected treasurer and the first woman, and we're like, hey, I remember we were talking about this a couple months back.
I know,
Frank.
But she's been busy, obviously.
Yeah. And I'm like, wait a second. Why don't we bring her in? She is a Wonder Woman.
Absolutely.
She's making history. And like I told her, you got to make history, but you can only make history once. So you got to do it right.
That's right. Be able to talk about it here on the Frank Fontana Show.
And then we can celebrate as well.
All right, so now it's time for a little song and dance.
I think so.
Show us a couple moves if you don't mind. Dave, you want to show? Because a lot of people don't know this. Dave is actually a dancer as well, right?
Yes, I performed with the Mexican Folkloric Dance Company of Chicago for 19 years.
Yeah, wow. I did 9 in the same company. Mm-hmm.
Jenna, can we just film Dave doing a couple moves here?
I'm ready to go. I just need Dave to get out of this chair and we've got to do this.
He's got a little injury on his back.
Oh, stop.
He's wearing a brace. I don't want him to hurt himself.
But we can do it.
I think
he's
challenging you.
Sure?
There's nothing tequila can cure.
Exactly. He's right.
I agree. Well, who's got the tequila?
You got some of that in someone's bag, yeah.
You know something too very important, like you were talking about, Frank? It's back to school, and there's a lot of families that
you want to get serious
errors.
Okay,
they do serious. They do a lot of common errors, and there's people that can help you learn things in using verbs or using vocabulary that are easy to understand, and that's something very important as well these days.
Well,
especially because the economy is not that. In Spanish, we say la piña está agria, the pineapple is sour these days. So you got to take advantage of these crash courses as well.
Any tricks you could share with our listeners on budgeting and how to manage the household finances better?
Well, you know, if you don't have it in writing as well, that's very helpful.
Like knowing what your output is monthly.
Exactly. Put it. Make a visual for it, and this way, it's a lot easier for even the kids to follow as well. They can have their own visual piece as well. If you have them, maybe you give them an allowance. Dependent, you know, everyone is different. Everyone matures differently, so you can start small. You know, but definitely getting them and exposing them. I think a lot of how we learn. You know, some are visual, audio, and kinesthetic learners, and you have to identify how your child actually learns. And I am a person that likes to embrace differences. You know, all of my children have wonderful personalities and they're all different. And I appreciate that. And I think that's what the world needs now. You know, and part of the politics piece, I think that I bring that difference because this is my first running for any political office. And I am so grateful and so honored to represent the city of Berwyn. And I'm getting that foundation from Fifth Third Bank as well. And like I said, I started as a teller and now I've been managing for 7 years, one of the third largest banks, you know, within our region. And I train bankers and managers. And the reason I think, like I said, anything that I do it passionately. We're always at, you know, taught to empower our community through an empowered community. You know, you make that impact and they keep coming back because, you know, you're genuinely helping everyone.
So what's next for you, Wonder Woman?
Finishing school.
Presidency. President of the United States. You're going to run against Trump next year.
Hey, you never know, right?
You never know.
I'll back you.
Oh, there you
I'll
go.
Back you all day long.
All right.
Yeah, that's awesome. We're speaking with Cynthia Gutierrez. She is the treasurer for the city of Berwyn. She's a superwoman, mom of three. As obviously, if you're listening to the story, many people are. They're texting in saying, I love you, Cynthia. You're an inspiration to all women. Keep it up from Charlotte. So you can see how you're touching people out there. And that's what this segment is all about, people. We're having fun, but we're also trying to just put it out there that, you know, women, men are equal. We can do this amazing. Women can do amazing things just like men could. And there's living proof sitting in front of us right now, Cynthia Gutierrez. How can people find more information about you? If you have a website?
Yes, they can call me at 708-749-6400. Or they can also contact me via Facebook, Cynthia Gutierrez, Berwyn Treasurer. I'm on there as well.
Nice. People, are you there full time now? Is that? Are you still at the bank?
I'm still at the bank full time, and then treasurer part time. Yes.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Which one do you like better? Can you say on it? No, I'm kidding. I'm joking. Don't answer that. I don't want to get you fired.
Anything I do it passionately.
That's
so.
It. Period. Let's leave it at that. Actually, yes. Before I let you go, we have a caller. Mike, you're on line one. What's up?
Yeah, I wanted to call in. My name is Mike Erickson. I just wanted to say that I've known Cynthia for about the last year, specifically through the campaign that we ran together. I usually joke with people and say that I get tired just by looking at her because
I can
from
see that
all of the things that she does. You know, if I had just one fraction of the energy and passion that she has for everything she does, you know, I could reach for the stars just like she does. And you know, there is definitely no end in sight for anything she does in her personal life or professional life or in politics. I think she's an amazing woman. She is an amazing family woman, and she is definitely an inspiration to me.
Well, thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Mike. I really appreciate that. Thank you. And that was with Berwyn United. Thank you, Mike, for everything you do as well.
Well, we appreciate you coming on, Mike. Thanks for the call. Cynthia, once again, thank you for being this month's Wonder Woman.
Yes. Absolutely. And to all our Wonder Women out there, to Wonder Woman, maybe be them, raise them, and know them. Yeah.
Amen.
Amen, man.
This is the Frank Fontana Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Welcome back to the show, folks. We're in the home stretch here. That was a fun little segment, wasn't it? Yeah, she is a true Wonder Woman.
I know. I need to be like her.
Well, at least a quarter. A quarter of her.
Yeah.
I think a quarter of her and anybody would be good.
Yes, I agree.
Dave, so what was it like growing up with Cynthia? A lot of pressure there.
You know, we became very close considering, like she said, our biological mom is like our older sister, basically, you know. But our grandma is our mom. So we would grow up in Mexico practically all summer and all the time we can get. With grandma, it was good times, you know. So she was an adventurer. She was a little wacky sometimes because she wouldn't be afraid of anything. Sometimes, you know how you tell a little girl, oh, the monster will get you if you go over there. She's like, oh, let me go meet him. I'm like, what?
She'd be like, teach him about math.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So that's great.
She had no fear, and she's right about having no fear. I think she lives up to that.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. Good call on that one. Earlier during the week, I sent Dave out on some roving reports because I was really interested on this Bushel and Berry deal. If you go to bushelandberry.com, I love blueberries. I love raspberries. I love me some blackberries. And did you know that you can actually grow this stuff in your urban dwelling?
I did not know this.
So, Dave, will you tell us about what you found out?
Yeah, well, we had Lacey with us over here. She's a program manager for Bushel and Berry. And she actually brought us a little goodie that you're going to enjoy. And that's what I started.
Actually, I buried it in my bag already because I can't wait to mix it with my...
tequila.
My tequila later, my Fortaleza tequila.
Well, she was actually talking to us about that.
One of the goodies that I brought to you today is a little cocktail mixer, and it is a blueberry basil mix by Yes Cocktail. And it's something that we wanted to tie in with our product because this is a great product that can be grown on your patio or your deck. You don't necessarily need to put it in the garden. So this is something ideal for containers. And what's better, you know, recipes for berries is a cocktail, especially on a summer day.
You know, we've been teasing about this, so now you guys know about these edible berry collection. What is so unique about this collection?
This collection of seven berries is very different than anything else that's on the market today. They're all compact, self-pollinating berries. And self-pollinating is important because traditionally you have to have more than one berry to get fruit. And many people don't know that. So these are some non-GMO varieties that you only need one variety in a nice decorative container on your patio to get fruit. They're all compact that I mentioned. So traditionally, raspberries and blackberries would grow 5 to 6 feet tall. You'd have to tie them up somehow, and they have a lot of thorns. So all of our varieties are thornless, and they're not going to exceed 2 to 3 feet tall.
Considering we have a lot of winter here in Chicago, will it be okay to have this indoors?
Yes. It could be a challenge if you don't have an area that would get below 45 degrees, because that's essential with growing berries, because it needs a particular amount of chill hours. And so growing on your patio apartment, you could leave it out there on your patio and just cover it, but you could also bring it indoors. And another special aspect of these varieties is that they are ornamental. So even if there's not berries on them, they're really pretty to look at. And some of the foliage of the varieties, they'll turn a pinkish purple in the fall. So that would be really pretty to help extend that season of, you know, beauty on your patio.
What other healthy factors are on these berries?
Oh, well, there's lots of different health facts about blueberries, blackberries, and raspberries. They're growing in consumer popularity. So I think right now, currently, blueberries are number 3 fruit in the United States. So there's lots of health benefits, long-term and short-term. They're great for families. So if you have young children, it's a great way to introduce fruits into their diet. The list of recipes is endless. So we mentioned cocktails, but anything, you know, throw them on your cereal or your oatmeal in the morning, or create a dessert for later that evening. I mean, the options are endless.
You know, I'm not going to lie. I am going to add vodka to this blueberry basil cocktail mixture that you brought us over here. You know, you mentioned something very important, because nowadays families and parents try to keep their children busy, and they just tend to give them, hey, here's the iPad, here's the iPod, here's the computer. You know, what better way to be involved with your children than planting these and making this a family activity, no?
No, that's right on the dot. I actually have a 2-year-old niece who loves to come over, and she knows where the berry plants are, and she will come over and pick every single berry. So it's really cute, and it's a great way to introduce gardening in general to your children. And this collection of berries is really easy to grow for anybody of all ages, so it's really an inspirational thing to help create gardening in somebody's life.
And what is the best time to plant the berries right now?
It could vary in the landscape. If you were to plant them in the fall, that is ideal. For a container, you'll start to see them in the Chicagoland area anywhere from March and April of next spring. And those could be planted in the container, you know, anytime you purchase them in a retail garden center. But if you were to put them in the landscape, then you would ideally put them in the fall.
I know Frank Fontana would like these because it makes a great decoration. Like you said, even if you don't want to eat them, they look great around your house. Where can you find more information about you guys in case somebody wants to know more?
We do have a full website. It's bushelandberry.com. We also have a couple of social media outlets. So we're on Twitter, Pinterest, Facebook. And we also have a lot of recipes on our website as well.
I would like to learn some more recipes, Frank.
Good roving reporting there, Dave.
It's ornamental. You know, you would have loved to see all this. I think I sent you a little pamphlet.
I have it right in front of me, bushelandberry.com. It's and, bushelandberry.com. Dude, I want this.
It's very interesting because it's something for the whole family, something non-GMO, and it's ornamental. So either way you want to look at it, it's good.
So, all right, so I was a little confused. You can keep it outside all winter?
As long as it's not 40 degrees or lower.
So not in Chicago.
So you could bring it inside. Like for condos, people that live in condominiums, it's perfect for them. Or if you have a balcony.
So as long as it doesn't go below 40, but it could stay in the 70s and 80s in your home.
Mm-hmm.
And it will grow in home? You don't have to be in front of a window or anything?
She said you could bring it inside the house, yes.
Oh, I want one. I want several.
I know.
Actually.
It's delicious.